Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB. TFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 29th edition, and we have a measly, ugly six-game slate on tap. Hope everybody had a great Wednesday. I saw the Slack chats and the member discords were having a blast. Lots and lots of offense, but you needed it all, because if you didn't have it all, you were still screwed. It was a wild night, lots of offense. Pitching came through. It was a matter of one or two moves here or there. I had one lineup, and I debated things. If I moved Maeda to DeSclafani and Trey Turner to Lindor, because I stacked with Nationals and the Indians, I would have had like 190 points, and it would have been really, really nice. So, just little things like that. Keep trusting the process. We're in the right decision making. We're right there. Just keep grinding along. It's a fun process, and we're real close to all doing it. I see the guys are learning and getting better and better each day. So keep grinding along. If you have any questions, Fantasy Sports Degen Slack chat's there for you, or become a member at thequantedge.com. NFL season, last preseason Thursday night coming up for you, and then the season starts next Thursday. Get the NFL season pass for $149.99. Gets you everything you need for the regular season, for your best balls, for your fantasy season long, for the preseason tonight. Get it all for $149.99. Use promo code Bubba. Get the rest of MLB season free. Highly recommend getting your feet wet at MLB and just dominating the NFL. Highly recommended over at thequantedge.com. Also, if you can get a rating and review on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it. It would help out a ton. If you have questions on the four-game early slate, hit me up in one of those chats that were previously mentioned. I'm also on Twitter, at BDIntric. If you have any questions, check me out there. Otherwise, we're just doing the six-gamer tonight. And we'll kick it off. Cubs-Mets, total is 7.5. Reds-Marlins waiting on the total there as the Marlins are calling up Robert Duggar to make an appearance, and that could get ugly for him. Mariners-Rangers, 10.5. Pirates-Rockies, 14. Yes, I did not stutter, 14. Dodgers-D-backs, 9. Padres, Giants, 8. There's a lot to be offense to be had on this slate. So just buyer beware. It's going to be weird because you're going to want to punt pitching to get offense, but we'll see how things really break down on this slate. When you look at pitching, you got Jacob deGrom at 12,000. I'm just not going to be going there against the Cubs. You see the Cubs just beat up Thor. They were decent against, I can't even think who it was the day before, but they're swinging some hot bats. DeGrom can shut anybody down. He's great at 12K. I'm just not going to go there when I can go to Hyunjin Ryu at 10,500. At the Arizona Diamondbacks, Ryu coming off a rough outing his last time out. He has averaged almost 19 points per game at Arizona. His game against the Yankees was brutal, but two starts ago, 7 innings, 5 hits, no runs, 4 Ks for 23.6 against Arizona. His road starts are a little rocky, as we mentioned. He's much, much better at home, but he's shown some great road abilities as well. ERA at still 2 on the season with a Sierra at 3.8. The D-backs strike out 20% of the time versus lefties. Ryu, 22% K rate, 50% ground ball rate, which is outstanding. And Arizona's got a 3.8 team total, second lowest on the slate. Lefties, 252. Righties, 291. Now, the D-backs do hit lefties very, very well. But good spot for Ryu in this matchup. The other guy up top, Lance Lynn, at home against the Seattle Mariners. It's going to be super hot in Texas. Super hitter-friendly in Texas. He's faced Seattle 3 times this year, 20 innings pitched. 6 earned, 30 strikeouts in those 20 innings, averaging 29 points per performance. Last few starts haven't been great. At the White Sox, 11. Home versus Minnesota, 5.9. Minnesota, 1, you can kind of let go. At Toronto, 17-1. At Cleveland, 25. 34, 27, 26, a 10, a 27, a 20. Been outstanding this year. Lance Lynn having a great, great season. Faces a Seattle team, striking out almost 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. To go with Lynn's 27% K rate, 42% ground ball rate. You got a Seattle team with a team total of 4.7. Lefties, 298. Righties, 278 versus Lynn. So those are my two options up top, Lynn and Ryu. I got Lynn 1, Ryu too, even though that environment in Texas is super, super hitter friendly. Other than that, boys and girls, you got Chris Paddock, who's hitting a wall right now. He's way over his innings totals from last year on Bench with Bubba episode 205 that we record on Tuesday night with Batflip Crazy, Bubba and the Batflip 6. We broke down Chris Paddock quite a bit, and he's like, I think 20 or 30 innings already over his number from last year. People are forgetting 17. He missed the whole season because of Tommy John. So he's getting tired. Doesn't mean he can't go spin a gym in San Francisco. It is the Giants for crying out loud for 9,000. But he's been really rough of late. You got John Lester versus the Mets at 84. You could go there, but I'll pass. Alex Wood at 79 at Miami has my attention. Wood's got a 4.77 ERA and limited action since his return on the road. He's had some very, very rough starts coming back here. There's no hiding that at all. But it's a Miami team that strikes out over 25% of the time versus lefties. 17% K rate for Wood, 42% ground ball rate. And Miami has, we don't have a team total. But they have a 302 wOBA and a 139 ISO versus lefties. So they struggle a lot versus lefties, making Alex Wood an option at 79. A few others, the only other you could take a pick at for me is if you just want to go full YOLO, Derek Rodriguez at $4,600 at home against the Padres. He's faced the Padres twice this year, averaging 15.5 points per start against San Diego. That's very nice. You know, -5 at the Cubs, then 25 at Arizona, -7 at Philly, 23 at Colorado. There's no rhyme or reason to what D-Rod does. None. He's got tremendous upside and tremendous blow-up potential. But at $4,600 on a slate like this against a Padres team that strikes out 26.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching in a very, very pitcher-friendly ballpark in San Francisco, San Diego has a 4.15 team total. Lefties 358, righties 345 versus D-Rod. But a 299 wOBA and a 165 ISO versus righties is not good at all. So D-Rod at 46 in play. He's my favorite guy down below. Alex Wood second. But that pretty much tells you how bad the pitching is tonight. So if you just want to go watch NFL preseason, you want to go play some college football DFS, which they've been breaking down in the Slack chat, knock yourself out. This is pretty much, we're going to play baseball because we just want to see fireworks and get pissed off at TV. That's what we're doing tonight because it's going to be an offensive palooza, and pitching is dreadful. That's why maybe you do pay for DeGrom and just match him up with D-Rod and go that route because you don't want Trevor Williams in Colorado. You don't want Chichi Gonzalez in Colorado. King Felix is a shell of himself in Texas. Duggar's making his second start against Cincinnati. He has like an ERA around 7 in AAA. Merrill Kelly versus the Dodgers, I'll pass. He could throw a gem. You never know, but I'll pass on that one. It's just, it's a rough, rough night around the diamond. Hey, but if you don't mind rough nights, I got a new way to play daily fantasy sports for you. It's called Super Draft. It is awesome. I've been tinkering with it lately. Before I brought it to you guys, I wanted to self-test it. It's pretty darn cool. It's a new way to play daily fantasy sports. You don't have to worry about salaries. You pick the guys you want to pick, but there's a twist. It's a multiplier game mode. So it's like last night, for instance, Xander Bogaerts, he was worth 1.2 fantasy points, and he doubled on. Jason Kipnis was 1.6. It's like in theory, when you look at DraftKings, the cheaper the guy, the higher the multiplier. Rafael Devers was a 1. Pitching side of things, Garrett Cole was just 1, so he was 1 point per deal. But like Aaron Civale was 1.8. So he had like almost a 50-point night because everything he did got multiplied by 1.8. It's a cool way to do it. So it's their strategy involved. Do you take the gambles or do you take the safe plays, but no salary cap? Really, really cool method to do it. It's an exclusive multiplier game mode, a brand new way to play DFS. Draft any player you want with no salary restrictions. Each player is given a value that multiplies their points, give you the ability to maximize your score with the players you want, not what the prices dictate. And they also have a $125,000 week one NFL contest. They have free rolls every day to go check out. I highly recommend going to SuperDraft in your app store. Go check it out. And use promo code Bubba when you deposit $10 or more for the first time. First deposit, $10 or more. Use promo code Bubba. You get a free $10 matched on top. So go check it out. SuperDraft. Highly recommend it. They got baseball going. Football is going to be freaking awesome. You can do preseason tonight and the regular season. They have golf, hockey, basketball. They have it all. SuperDraft in your app store. Promo code Bubba, $10, free $10 when you deposit $10 for the first time. Let's get to the bats on this six-game slate. As you'd expect, with such bad pitching, we have bats for days. You could be picky, you can get creative, you can use some value because there's going to be a lot of offense. If you're fading Lance Lynn, Omar Narvaez at 4K versus Lynn in that hitter's environment's great. But like Jorge Alfaro's mashing lefties, he's 3,800 versus Alex Wood. And Wilson Ramos versus Lester. Ramos is really, really mashing lefties in a great spot for you there. A few others as you scroll through. You know, like Elias Diaz and Coors at 34, Troy Walters at 34. I kind of like the Elias Diaz upside at $3,400 personally. You got Francisco Mejia versus Erod at 34, but if you're paying $3,400, just take the Coors upgrade with Elias Diaz. That's a place to go. Tucker Barnhart at 33 versus Duggar, very much in play for you as well. If it's not Elias Diaz, Stallings for Pittsburgh at 33 in Coors, you're probably going to take one of those Coors catchers unless something really gets crafty down below, but that's probably where you'll be going tonight. First base, you got Belly Bombs versus Kelly. The Dodgers have a 5.2 team total. Lefty's 372, righty's 336. Kelly has pitched better at home, but it's still Merrill Kelly versus the Dodgers. So Belly Bombs at 56 in play. But Josh Bell homered again last night. He's got three homers in his last 10 games. I'm not saying he's getting going, but 19, 3, and 18, two in his last three in his last five games, to be technical. $5,400 in Coors against Chi-Chi. Pittsburgh has a 6.9 team total. Lefty's 412, righty's 368. So a really good spot there for Josh Bell at 54. You can get weird with Pete Alonso if you want at 52 against Lester, if you're into that kind of thing. Jock Jams got scratched last night, so curious what's going on there. But 4,400 versus Merrill Kelly in a GPP is worth a gander. Joey Votto at 39 does give you some value versus this Duggar kid who's just not good. I looked at him last night, not good at all. If Yonder Alonso somehow cracks the lineup, he's 35 in Coors versus Williams. That has some upside for you as well, but going to be a rough slate today, boys and girls. Max Muncy got hit on the wrist, likely out for a little while. Ketel Marte's day-to-day. If he's out, that's big for Ryu, huge for Ryu. If he's out, but you guys like Kevin Newman, Adam Frazier, and Ryan McMahon, 51, 48, 47, all great plays. I like McMahon just because he's the cheapest of the three and the best of the three, but all decent values at their respective spots. Josh Van Meter at 42 versus Duggar is worth a look. I wish the game was in Cincinnati, not pitcher-friendly Miami, but there's still a lot of upside there with the Reds, who've been just torching them this weekend. Few others down here. If you need to get weird, like Rougned Odor, Nick Solak are both 37. Rougned Odor just continues to just stink and not get his playing time continues to get reduced for Nick Solak. They're both $3,700. Solak 12 more points last night. The kid, he has a hit in all but two games so far since getting called up. The power hasn't shown up yet that we've seen in the minors, so maybe that's still coming. But $3,700 in a super hitter-friendly environment against King Felix, that's a really good value. On a night where you're going to need value, Nick Solak, very, very good value. Kyle Farmer of Cincinnati, second base catcher eligible at 34. Ian Happ versus DeGrom at 34 if you're just looking for that boomer bust type play. He comes into play for you as well. Oh, and if Garrett Hampson cracks the lineup, this is bonkers. He's $3,200, second base outfield eligible, $3,200 in Coors Field versus Trevor Williams. That's one DraftKings screwed up on. If he's in the lineup, he's probably going to be like 80% owned, but that opens up a lot for you. So something you really need to check on there. When you head to third base, you got Arenado in a great spot at 57. You got Colin Moran at 49. I like that a lot. That's still value to me in that situation. John Birdie, third base shortstop eligible, $4,800, averaging like over 9 in his last 10. He's getting on, he's running. If you're paying 48, you might as well pay 49 for Moran. That's just the way it goes there. If you just want to be super contrarian, you can go to Birdie. But you go to Moran or you drop down to Eugenio Suarez at 45, who, guess what he did, guys? He went deep again yesterday. Again. Let's count it here. That's 1, 2, 3. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah. 4 straight games with jacks for Eugenio Suarez. The dude has 38 on the year now, crushing baseballs. Good matchup versus Duggar in Miami. Kyle Seager at 44 versus Lance Lynn. Seager went deep again yesterday. Really good stuff there. JD Davis, he went deep. He's $4,200. Guy's got 3 homers in his last 10. You know, he's an X-Stack darling. He's homered in back-to-back games. Gets Johnny Lester tonight. When you look at the Mets, 4.45 team total. Lefty's 371. Righty's 337 off of Lester. It's fun. There are really good pivots off of Coors. It's just Trevor Williams and Chi-Chi Gonzalez just preaches stack the hell out of Coors Field. It's a very, very rough go of it tonight. When you get to 4K and below, like if you want to be contrarian versus DeGrom, Chris Bryant's 4K. I don't hate being contrarian on a slate like this. It's a wild one. It's either you fade Coors or you get it with just the regulars, or you fade Coors and get really weird with some cubbies. That's what you're going for there. And then I don't see a ton down below in the 3K range at this point in time. There will be stuff that pops up as value. Shortstop Trevor Story's 56. That's a great one. Mentioned Kevin Newman already. You mentioned Birdie, but Corey Seager's 45. He's starting to heat up again. Elvis Andrus at 44 versus King Felix. Texas is in like a really, really, really good spot tonight. 5.6 team total, or 5.8, third best on the slate. Basically the top one outside of Coors. Lefty's 347, righty's 365 off King Felix. So you can get some of that Andrus for 44 in that one. Freddie Galvis, 41. Decent value versus Duggar. Javi Baez, 4K. Only 2 points last night, 30 points the night before. Kind of in a funk, to say it nicely. Ahmed Rosario, nice spot at 4K. So is J.P. Crawford versus Lynn at 4K. So some decent, cheaper options. Jose Iglesias, 36 versus Duggar. If you need a punt. Dylan Moore, if he's in the Seattle lineup, he's 35. Mauricio Dubon is 34. If he gets the start versus Paddock, I don't even hate that. The Giants can be some fun value if you believe Paddock is done for the season. Outfield, Starling Marte at 58 is outstanding. I'm glad that he finally got the respect he deserved. He's the highest priced option out there. That is great. I got Blackman at 57, Bellinger, but Marte at 58, very, very nice. Brian Reynolds at 53, sneaky nice in Coors as well. But a nice pivot is Danny Santana at 54 versus King Felix. Keno went deep again yesterday, but like Willie Calhoun at 49, phenomenal play versus King Felix. I love what Willie Calhoun's doing this time around. Really nice look there at $4,900. You got guys like Michael Conforto at 45. It's lefty-lefty, but it's interesting. Michael Yastrzemski at 45 as well. You got Jock Jams at 44 in a GPP. Ian Desmond's only 44 in Coors, so keep him in mind. I know he had a couple knocks last night in his matchup. Malik Smith, 43 versus Lynn in a good environment. Josh Van Meter at 42. Mentioned J.D. Davis at 42 already. When you get down to 4K now, Sam Hilliard, so much for that $2,700 value we got before. He's up to 4K. Didn't play yesterday, went deep the game before, got 18 points. If he gets the start tonight versus Trevor Williams, he's a really, really good play at $4,000. Don't sleep on that. You got Castellanos versus DeGrom at 39 if you need to get weird. Kyle Schwarber at 37, same situation. Other than that, though, again, Dylan Moore's 35. Josh Naylor, 35, good play versus D-Rod. Ian Happ at 34. You got Lopes at 34 versus Seattle. There's value here if you need to get it. It's not great value, but it's value nonetheless. Daza's down here for the Rockies as well. So recapping your pitching, it's Lynn and Ryu up top. It's D-Rod and Wood down below. Very, very nasty. You got Coors Field in play when you're stacking it up. That's just a great stack. I like that Pittsburgh stack versus Chi-Chi even more than Trevor Williams, both good plays. The pivot is Texas versus Seattle versus King Felix. Massive pivot for you there. You could go to Seattle versus Lynn, too. I like that Texas pivot in that matchup. And then other than that, just get weird, see what value comes up in lineups, see how it goes. Let's go over the BVP on the entire day. I'll give you the four-game BVP as well if anything stands out. Lindor, 6-for-18 with a double off of Norris. Santana, Perez, Mercado, Freeman have all taken Norris deep. James McCann, 7-for-18, two doubles and three homers off of Berrios. Jimenez, Mancada, Garcia, Abreu, Yolmer, Sanchez have all taken Berrios deep. Rajai Davis, 16-for-52, three doubles, three triples, and a homer off John Lester. Conforto and Rivera have taken Lester deep as well. Chris Bryant, 5-for-14, a double and two homers off DeGrom. Rizzo, 10-for-23, a double and a homer off DeGrom. Hayward, 9-for-24 with a double. Russell's taking him deep. Some surprising numbers there. Some very surprising numbers. Senshu Chu's got three doubles and two homers off King Felix. Odor's got three homers. Mathis has two homers. Elvis Andrus, 30-for-106 with four doubles. Lots of samples there. Ketel Marte, 5-for-17, a double and two triples off Ryu. But he's day-to-day, so keep an eye on that one. And then that should do it, folks. Not a lot going on this six-game slate, as you would expect. Again, quantedge.com will have the preseason info you need tonight. Get the season pass for $149.99. Get the rest of MLB for free. You can also go check out Superdraft, promo code Bubba. Deposit your first $10, get a free $10. It's a really, really cool format, guys. I recommend checking it out. It's going to get even bigger and better as the season goes on. So go to Superdraft in your app store, promo code Bubba. Gets you everything you need there. But until next time, we have a big slate on Friday. Enjoy your slow Thursday. Enjoy football. College football is back. You got Pat McAfee calling games on ESPN. Cannot wait. But good luck today. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 29th edition. I'm out.
life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.